Good afternoon again, everyone, and welcome again to our Noonday Meditation segment, An Oasis of Hope. Today's topic of focus will be Lost to the Past. Today's scripture focus comes to us from Exodus 35, verse 21. Everyone who was willing and whose heart moved them came and brought an offering to the Lord for the work. I share an account with you. Upset with the corruption and extravagance plaguing his kingdom, Korea's king Yuanzhou, born 1694 and died 1776, decided to change things. In a classic case of throwing out the baby with the bathwater, he banned the traditional act of gold thread embroidery as excessively opulent. That is, it was excessively costly and luxurious. Soon, knowledge of that intricate process vanished into the past. However, in 2011, Professor Sim Yuen Ok wanted to reclaim that long last tradition, and surmising that gold leaf had been glued into mulberry paper and then hand cut into slender strands, she was able to recreate the process, reviving an ancient art form. If you remember, in the book of Exodus, we learn of the extravagant measures employed to construct the tabernacle, including gold thread to make Aaron's priestly garments. Skilled craftsmen hammered out thin sheets of gold and cut strands to be worked into the blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine linen. What happened to all of that exquisite craftsmanship, you may ask? Did the garments simply wear out? Were they eventually carried off as plunder? Was it all in vain? Not at all. You see, every aspect of the effort was done because God had given specific instructions to do so. You see, God has given each of us something to do as well. It may be a simple act of kindness. It could be sending the link for this week's week of prayer service to someone who needs to hear the messages. It could be inviting someone who once walked in the faith to church this homecoming Sabbath. It could be as simple as checking up on someone who you haven't heard from in a while. There's always something to give back to Him as we serve each other. We need not concern ourselves with what will happen to our efforts in the end. Any task done for our Father becomes a thread extending into eternity. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, today we ask sincerely, help us to serve you with every fiber and with our every being. We surrender to you today, and we pray that you will instill or reignite that passion to serve you and to follow your will. Lord, there are times when we become rebellious and disobedient, but oh Lord, we pray that you will help us to eradicate such rebellion and disobedience from our lives so that we can do your bidding, because your coming is soon and sure. And Lord, we want when you shall come back, you shall have a reward for each and every one of us. And so Lord, today help us to do your work, and help us to inspire others to do it as well. Help us today to be kind and compassionate to each other, so that we can mirror the love that you showed on earth when you walked. Thank you, dear God, for hearing and answering our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.